You know what I think? I think that it's all too easy to over-spiritualize Christianity, to get so drawn into singing songs and slapping people on the back, praise the Lord, hallelujah, brother, that we forget that love, as well as being a noun, is a verb, a doing word. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. In all great cultures, the word for love isn't just something that we have or don't have, in other words, a noun. It's also something we're meant to do, a verb. We all love to be loved, sure. But how much do we show love to others by doing love? By being practical, by lending a helping hand, by being honest and decent in the workplace? I know a successful business owner who seems to be a godly, lovely person on a Sunday, but who's a tyrant at work, resulting in high employee turnover. Psalm 112, verses 5 and 6. It's good for people to be kind and generous and to be fair in business. Such good people will never fall. They will always be remembered. I don't know. I think it's so easy to get caught up in the whole spirituality side of a faith in Jesus that we forget the simple, the basic, the practical things, the things that others notice, the things that speak to them of the love or not of the God in whom we profess to believe. And if it feels like we've been talking about that rather a lot this week, then please know that it's entirely intentional. Because for God, this is a big deal. It is good for us, very good, to be kind, generous, and fair in business. That's His word, fresh for you today. Powerful stuff. But that's how it is with God's word. A single verse can be a life changer both for you and for those around you. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.